Hello everyone, welcome to the catch-up video and podcast for Vineyard Church Cardiff's Preachers. This is a bit different. This is a panel, and this is from our Love Where You Live series. The evening service is where this is taken from, but unfortunately, as we recorded it, we didn't manage to get the whole introduction section. So I'm just here to say we're interviewing John, Becca and Katie. John works in a tech company, Becca with the train lines, and Katie works with a charity helping churches create spaces for disabled people to feel welcome in their churches across Cardiff. I'll leave you with them, but we're halfway through Becca's introduction.
This is like just trying to be like Jesus, wherever he puts you. So I'm not sure if you guys know, but I work for the railway. Woohoo! and sometimes it's like actually a bit of a sad place. Everyone's a bit grumpy. And it's just like, how much joy can I bring to that place by just being like Jesus? And even if that is making cakes every Tuesday for a whole year, which I did, thank you, and like brightening people's day by giving them cake, like just going that extra mile and making sure people feel really known by me, and actually telling them I'm a Christian, because that is something that I used to not do when I went to work, so now I do that, and just opening up conversations.
Amazing, thanks Becca.
Hi, I'm Katie. I've been coming to Vineyard for about a year, and I was a student in Cardiff initially, but kind of went away for a few years and then came back when I met Andrew, so yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah. I work for a Christian disability charity called Through the Roof, so called because we are based on the story of the paralyzed man in Luke 5 who is lifted through the roof by his four friends. And as you can see, I have a visible disability. I have cerebral palsy, and my story is just of God coming to meet me in that. And I feel very much called to be, to use my experience as a disabled person to bring, allow other people to meet Jesus and to point to him through my experience of disability. And so Through the Roof is about helping to remove the barriers, like the four men who tried to remove the barriers for the paralyzed man. We're about helping and equipping churches to be places of welcome for people with disabilities.
Yeah. Oh, that's amazing work. And I don't know about you guys, but there's so much in that already of things that you guys are doing daily to love the people around you and love where you live. And it's easy sometimes in this kind of scenario to tell some great stories, to feel really inspired, but avoid the conversations about the challenges, because it can be really hard, can't it? So I wonder, John, what are some of the challenges that you found? What do you think maybe holds people back, hold yourself back? And how have you overcome that?
The biggest thing that holds me back, I think, is, especially in, I'm going to have two kind of examples, that's all right, like one for work and one for like home. At work, there's some very interesting characters. It's quite a toxic workplace. So even like my first 2 weeks, I was berated in front of my whole team for not really doing anything wrong. It's kind of like a power play from the other person. But it's kind of, from that moment, it was how do I love that person and show that, and it was really hard. Like, it's not easy, especially like root of forgiveness and things as well. So that's definitely like a big challenge that I've had, kind of to show love and to show like Jesus in a workplace where it's not the culprit at all. I think that's probably that one. At home, I think biggest challenge is just fear. Kind of, but it is very daunting to walk up to someone. Like, I don't know, when we first moved, we tried to make a big effort of going around to all the neighbours. Like Emma made meringues, and we just kind of like walked up to every door and said, "Hi, we're new. Like, here's some meringues." Like, and then you don't know what to say. We're just sitting there. I was like, "Emma, you do the talking." Like, I'll just stand here. Like, I'll look pretty. But I think it's just that big of thing of fear. But just like pressing into what Jesus wants and like being a light in that place. It's like just so powerful to kind of just break through the barriers.
Yeah, that's great. How about you, Becca? What are some of the challenges you found?
So, like I said earlier, my mission is to bring joy into Network Rail. And do you know what? When you start the day with the train not turning up, ironic, I know, or like the train's so late, you miss the morning meeting, and you're really annoyed, and it's like, it's those moments where the world is working against you, and then you're going into this place and you're like, I'm joyful Becca, but like you're crying inside. It's kind of those moments which I actually find really hard. It's like not letting your circumstances affect like your personality or the amount you bring Jesus, if you know what I mean. So it's trying to just like put that aside and be like, right, what would Jesus do in this situation? Ignore the late train and be happy. Yeah, and I would echo what John said. It's like fear of rejection. It's fear of going out there or starting a conversation about faith and someone like shutting you down or calling you the woman of the cloth, which has happened. I know. Or it's just little stuff like that that's actually really scares me. But in those moments, you just got to push through. Yeah.
And have you found it easier every time that you push through? Or do you still get the same fear?
This one guy, honestly, I've tried to get him to church like 100 times. And once he literally said yes, and then as I was like, oh, by the way, it starts at 6. He was like, no, I'm not coming. So it doesn't really get easier. But I always come back to like Matthew 18, where it's like going for the one. And whenever I'm like closing my locker, like, oh, why do I do this? I just hear God like, go for the one, go for the one. And that's like the scripture that I really like hold on to, especially when I'm at work. It's like, don't try and get them all. It's not Pokemon. just go for that one person. Yeah.
That's great. Thank you. And how about you, Katie? What kind of challenges have you come across and what have you done to overcome them?
Okay. So I think, I think really it comes from the fact that, like in a work context, for example, like trying to reach every church in Cardiff or every church in Wales is a very daunting task. And you can't, and I can't do it alone. And God has just been so good in bringing people around me. And it's like that old proverb that says, if you want to go fast, go alone. But if you want to go far, go with a team. And I love the... I think it's Matthew 14 that talks about feeding the 5,000 and about how Jesus chooses to work with us in our weakness, but he is the one that does the multiplying. And that is something that I kind of really hold on to, because there are a lot of things that physically I find really difficult to do, but I know that God has called me to do this, and it's just beautiful. Like, I had an event that myself and a team were running with Highfield Church the other day, and it was just like the week running up to it was absolutely chaotic, and I was like incredibly anxious, and I just remember like that particular morning being particularly chaotic, and then like it was just beautiful in the chaos, and it was like God brought this sort of team together, and we had members from like the Vineyard family kind of came and were sharing in worship. And there were people sharing from their lived experience of disability from across the city. And it was like a lot of it didn't go to plan, but it was all just, it was beautiful because it was people sharing the way that God had broken into their lives and how church had facilitated that feeling of belonging. It was great.
Wow, amazing. And you're so right, Katie, it's often in this kind of... inspiration of loving where we live, it's easy to leave the door and be like, right, I'm going to go love where I live, and forget that we get to partner with God in it and the things that he's already doing, and that we don't have to do it by ourselves, we get to do it with others and with him. So that's really powerful. Thank you. So how about some stories? John, I wonder if you have you got a story where maybe something's gone really well, and then maybe a story where things have not gone so well but you've given it a go?
Yeah, I think I'll go back to the meringues. I mean, ironically, Emma couldn't even taste the meringues because she can't have eggs. But anyway, that's completely irrelevant. We actually start with this one couple we spoke to just around the corner from us. We gave them the meringues. We said, oh, look, we'll start with a little WhatsApp group. Like, if you ever need anything, like, drop a line and everything. We've had that group for 2 years. There's not been a single message. Like, that whole... We're thinking earlier today, like, should we just put a message on there saying, do you still live, like, round the corner? But I think that's one of those things where it's... we tried and it hasn't gone well. And there are other people who just kind of took the meringues and never seen them again. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. The people who live opposite us have been amazing, and the people below, to the point where they actually made the first step with us. It was amazing. They saw us really struggling to get the sofa into the house, so they brought us a couple of beers. And since then, we've had them over for dinner. We've been over to theirs for dinner. They've driven us different places. So it's just that like perseverance of like, if there's any kind of attempt from one side, people are always going to be friendly and kind and like carry that forward. That's all I got there.
Oh, that's great. And a great example of just you living life, but inviting people into that, of moving into somewhere as stressful enough as it is, isn't it? But being able to take that extra step of, okay, we're here, let's meet our neighbours. That's great. How about you, Becca? Have you got some stories?
So I work with a guy who is now my manager, and he's after him. So I'm like, okay, mission, convert to Christianity, go. From the start, I was like, oh, yeah, I go to church. And he was like, oh, yeah, cool. So does my nan. It's like, awesome. And then I was like, Lord, come on, I need some help. So literally prayed. And then another full-on chrizo joins the team. And there's only like four of us. So I'm like, wow, this is half the team, believes in Jesus. So we ended up as a three going to Wrexham. And I was like, right, we're on the train for like 4 hours. It's going to happen. So on the way up, I sit next to him. I start sharing about Jesus. I'm like, oh, yeah, I go to church. It's not weird. It's cool, you should come sometime. He's like, nah. Anyway, get to dinner, Sam starts as well. So there's both of us, we're telling him about healing and everything. He's like, nah. And I was like, oh mate, just read the Bible. Start in like, I don't know, the Gospels. Okay, we're in this hotel and this Bible's beside the bed. So I was like, I go back to my room and I'm like, oh Lord Jesus, I just pray that he picks this Bible up. Anyway, cracks on. Next morning, has a meeting, gets back on the train. He turns to me on the train. Oh, Becca, I read the Bible last night. I was like, yes! I was like, where did you start? He was like, oh, I started in like Mark or something. But when it got to the demon bit, I closed it again. I was like, no! But aside from that, it was such a win that me and Samuel were both praying for this, and we can both tell that God's after him. And it's just those little things, like the fact he actually opened the Bible, was just amazing, and we're still praying for him. And like I mentioned before, when it's not so well, it's like when you literally ask someone so many times to go to church and you think you've made progress, or they ask you to pray for a situation for them and they're still like, no, it is a bit soul destroying. So that's when I would say you've got the two.
Yeah, but still trying.
Yeah, still try. God loves a try.
How about you, Katie? You got some stories?
Yeah, I think, I couldn't really think of one particular story, but just a daily kind of reality for us in my team is like, we are trying to build connections and to get to know people. And sometimes we go to an event or we'll run a cafe drop-in and there'll be like 20 people there. And you think, yes, God, like, this is going to be brilliant. Like, there's going to be people and connections and teams built everywhere. That I've got a brain that kind of goes to the macro. And then there are other times when literally we'll sort of start a Zoom call and there'll be like one or two people there. And that can be quite discouraging sometimes, particularly when you've put in a lot of time and effort and energy. But I think, when you're trying to bring others on board with that, and then, you know, it's like, we were expecting 20 people, but only one's turned up. It's like, okay. But I think, yeah, something that I am learning about is just hospitality. Sometimes the thing that God wants to teach us and has taught me is just about, it's the act of being ready and welcoming, even if people don't necessarily come in the same timing, because it's God's timing, it's not my timing.
Yeah, definitely. And it's being available and keep showing up, doesn't it? Which is similar in all these stories of the power of being there and being available and showing up day after day, regardless on if there's been an amazing story or it's been something that you're like, oh, that was a bit embarrassing, but I'm going to show up again anyway. is equally as powerful, isn't it? And I think that's something that we want as a church, is to have this culture of having a go, of loving the where we live, loving Jesus. And it doesn't always have to be a miraculous, crazy story, although we love them as well. That actually Jesus just asks us to be obedient and to work with him and to show up and to love the people around us, regardless of if it turns into a story that you're going to tell your friends or a story that you would try not to ever tell again. It's the power of showing up, which is really powerful. So I wonder if there's things that you come back to. We've shared a little bit already, but things that you come back to in the Bible, maybe we've already shared some stories of Jesus, but things that maybe you come back to when you're encouraged or discouraged, or just scripture that you keep coming back to when it comes to loving where you live. I don't know, John, if you want to share.
Yeah, the biggest one we've actually got on our stairwell, so I walk past it every morning as I go out to work. It's Colossians 3, verse 23 and 24. It says, whatever you do, work at it with all of your heart as if you're working for the Lord. And it's just one of those, especially when I'm going to work, it's like you have your church life and your work life, and it's very often you can separate the two as not being the same thing. I think for me, it's getting those two as actually being intertwined. Like one of the first things that people find out when I start a new job is that I'm a Christian. It's actually the easiest thing to tell people. So, what did you do on the weekend? I went to church. It's kind of like such an easy in. And from there, I've actually had loads of different conversations at work. There was a guy who was really struggling, like mentally, and he pulled me aside one day. Like he turned up, he was still really drunk about the night before, and we ended up having like an hour and a half chat just in one of the meeting rooms about Jesus and about kind of like what he brings to my life. And I don't think he's ever gone to church since then. But it's one of those things where you sow a seed and you act that way at a workplace as well. And I think one of the other ones is Micah 6, verse 8. Just act justly, love mercy, and walk humbly with your God. And it's just one of those things of how to act like every day. Like every day is whenever people see you like around your street, if you're at work, it's you are an ambassador of God. Like you are carrying his spirit and his kingdom to wherever you go. So that's quite a powerful one for me as well.
Amazing. How about you, Becca?
That's so funny because Toby actually knocked a massive hole in one of my walls, and to cover the hole up, I've just hung that scripture on my wall. And it's a big, it's like I had to print it out 3 times because it's such a big hole. But anyway. So mine, like I said earlier, was like, go for the one. It's like, even when things are going well, I just walk around. I'm like, okay, go for the one. It's like in church. If like someone's sat on their own, guys, go and sit with them, talk to them, like go for the one. At work, go for the one person that looks sad. And another scripture is like, oh, I love it. It's like, lean not on my own understanding. So trust in the Lord with all my strength, and lean not on my own understanding. Proverbs 3:5 or something. Someone Bible check me. Yeah. It's just like, I don't have to know God's plan in this. I don't have to know what's going on, but I just have to trust that God has got the plan and all things work out for the good of God. Yeah. Something like that. Yeah, that's mine.
That's great.
Yeah. So one of my favourites, or my all-time favourite psalm, is Psalm 139. And it talks about how we're all fearfully and wonderfully made and in the image of God, and that he has great and unique plans for each one of us. And like, I love being able to speak that truth for the people alongside me, but I also find that I need that like spoken over myself a lot. And also the other one is 1 Samuel 16, verse 7, which says, for the Lord sees not as man sees. Man looks at the outward appearance, but God looks on the heart. And I think that's kind of what my encouragement would be, is like, as we're going out and meeting people, is look beyond the outward appearance, because God's got goals in each one of us, and skills and gifts and abilities that he's given us. And like, it's part of our joy and privilege to be able to call that out from other people. Yeah.
Yeah, amazing. Thank you. And with those scriptures, I'm putting you all on the spot. I didn't tell you this earlier, but you've talked a bit about having things on your wall. What are other ways that you maybe it's that you memorize these scriptures. These scriptures are obviously important to you guys and have spurred you on. What are some tips that you maybe would give us in terms of ways to be in scripture, but then also love where you live? Have you got some tips for us all?
I think with first now, I think with scripture, I think just having like a routine daily of even 5 minutes a day, like just setting aside 5 minutes a day, whether it's at night, in the morning, on your lunch break, of just sitting down with scripture. I'm going to say out loud, I'm not the best at doing that. But I think it's something that I really want to get properly into. And don't be afraid of like talking to people, and don't be afraid of making that step. Like the worst thing that can happen is I'll say no. There's actually a guy that I used to work with a number of years ago. I think I invited him to Alpha a record 9 times. He said no every single time. But it's one of those things, like part of evangelism is just sowing a seed. Like we're not always going to see the result of evangelizing with someone. You can sow a seed and then, I don't know, 10, 20 years later, someone else is going to see that flourish, and that's part of God's kingdom. That's amazing to see. I think don't be discouraged if you get a no, and don't be discouraged to not persevere and just keep like trying again and again and again.
Great. How about you, Becca? Any tips for us all?
Audible. Oh, I love it. So I have a little commute, or if I used to walk, now I get the train, and just listen to a lovely little Christian book about Jesus and stuff he does, or the Bible. And I find that actually a really good start of my day, like just taking that time, listening to Audible. It's so good. And then going into work really happy. And then in work, if you have any boring tasks like organising data or a spreadsheet or doing something, just pop it back in. And then people are like, oh, what are you listening to? I was like, oh, I'm listening to John Mark Comer. You should try him. But yeah, so it's literally, and this, the same with worship music. It's just like putting in that worship music, because worship music has so much scripture in it, honestly. You know where it's at, Nathan. But yeah, so it's like, any chance you get, just popping in your worship music, or listening to your Audible, or Bible on your phone at lunchtime, and then decorating your walls at home. Yeah.
Yeah, so I definitely agree about worship music. I have a habit of, I'm fortunate to work from home some of the week, so I tend to listen to, it's a Christian radio station called UCB, and they have both worship music and testimonies and just loads of really good stuff. And I found that really helps to kind of focus. And before I was working with Through the Roof, I was in advocacy and health and social care, so that could be quite stressful. And it was just, I found that was a really good way to ground myself. And the other thing is I love a Christian artist called Hannah Dunnett. I don't know whether anyone's come across her before, but I've got her all over my flat. And anyone who gets a greetings card from me will probably get Hannah Dunnett card, because I just love the way she feeds in scripture to the work that she does. So yeah.
Oh, amazing. Thank you, guys. I think, go for it, John.
I've got one more as well. Is just join a small group. But I know they're officially ended for this year. No, but honestly, like that whole thing of, I know one thing that we do in ours is we share like stories of what's God been doing in your life, and like those encouragements. And it's great to have people to egg you on. Like, oh, you can say, so I tried talking to this person, say it didn't go well. But you get that encouragement to try again. So absolutely, join a small group.
Amazing. Oh, thanks so much, guys. I think some themes that have come out listening to you all is around how you each have a loving Jesus and loving where you live in the way that your life is set up and in within your own personalities. And I think that's so important, as we can put a really big ask on ourselves of what it looks like. Or maybe we hear the story of Rebecca being really joyful in the workplace, and you think, oh, I'm not a very joyful person. How do I get there? but actually looking at our own lives of thinking, right, what am I doing already and how can I put in some rhythms of listening to scripture, listening to worship, spending time with Jesus? How do I put in some rhythms of loving that person that I walk past every day on my commute, even if it's just a smile? And the people that we spend our time with, whether they're colleagues or family or whoever it is, that's one thing I've really picked up from you guys. And the other thing I think is just having a go. And I think that's really important, like I said earlier, is just having a go. Because that's all Jesus asks of, like the story that Katie was sharing with the loaves and fishes, of Jesus took a little boy's lunch and he multiplied it for thousands of people. And sometimes all that we have feels like a lunchbox of, this is all I have, Jesus. But he will multiply it and do things that we can't even imagine. So to put you on the spot, Becca, I wonder whether you could pray for us. Would that be okay?
What?
Just pray for us in a room.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, come Holy Spirit. Lord, we thank you for our uniqueness and the individuality that we each have. And Lord, I just pray that you just really highlight those gifts and talents you've given us and you encourage us to use them in wherever you've put us, whether that's in the workplace, whether that's in Sainsbury's, Tesco, Asda, Morrison's. Wherever we are, Lord, I just pray that you encourage us to just use those gifts. And I just pray away any fear or anything holding us back that's not from you, Lord. And we just ask that to be God in your name. And I just pray that over this week, we're just so for you, Lord. And we just try and we take that step and we do those things we wouldn't normally do. And Lord, that we get some cool stories as well. Amen.
Amen. Thank you. Thank you for sharing with us your bravery of coming up on stage. I know it's not everyone's favourite thing. But also to the room, we love sharing stories. I hope tonight's been encouraging. And we're going to have a chance to pray together in a minute. But just to say, if you guys have stories of things that are going on in your weeks, in your life, then we would love to hear them. So either come chat with us or get in touch with us on our social media or email us. Because sharing stories about things that Jesus is doing is just so encouraging for all of us. And we'd love to be sharing that more and more as we journey this together as a church. So thank you, guys. Yes, let's give it a